daf is Shabbos daf Chuf Nun Aleph. Most of today's daf is about Tzorchei HaMeis and dealing with Tzorchei HaMeis or people who are dying. On Shabbos, we also have some Agadot at the end of the daf. We're going to begin, though, by discussing and identifying what Abishol holds you're allowed to go to the Tchum to prepare for after Shabbos. Then we're going to discuss how soon after Shabbos a person is allowed to use a grave that was dug by a goy on Shabbos. And the Mishnah on the bottom of Amud Aleph is going to discuss that those things that you're allowed to do for a dead body on Shabbos. Well, the Mishnah on Amud Beis is going to discuss what you're not allowed to do for a dead body on Shabbos. And in the context of the halacha, that you're not allowed to close the eyes of a person who's about to die, the Gemara begins to contrast how we care for living people with how we care for people who are dead. Where when it comes to living people, we're allowed to be Mechal Shabbos to save a life. Whereas when it comes to those who are dead, we're not allowed to be Mechal Shabbos no matter how important a person the deceased is. And then the daf is going to end with some comments about poverty and how it affects Talmidei Chachamim differently than it affects other people. Although it does affect everybody at one point or another, the Gemara says there's no family that's free of it. But let's begin. We left off at the two dots on the bottom of Kuf Nun Amud Beis. Klal Omar Abishol Kol Sha'ani V'chulei. This is going back on the Mishnah. The Mishnah had three parts to it. The first part of the Mishnah was that you're not allowed to hire workers or ask somebody else to hire workers. We discussed that in detail yesterday. The second part of the Mishnah was a double statement. Number one, that Ein Machshichin Al Tchum Liskalo Polim Ulahavi Peros, that you're not allowed to go toward the edge of the Tchum Shabbos on Shabbos with the intention of hiring workers or bringing back fruits, because those are things you're not allowed to do on Shabbos. So you're not allowed to go to the edge of the Tchum with the plans of doing those after Shabbos. So that's an Isser, what you're not allowed to do. And then in within that same statement, Aval Machshichu Lishmar Umevi Peros Biyado. But you are allowed to go to the edge of the Tchum Shabbos to be Shomer, just to guard your produce. And then if you happen to bring stuff back, that's fine also. So that's the second part of the Bryce, of the Mishnah. Then Abishol says some sort of klal, but we're not really sure what he's talking about. He says, Kol Shani Zake Bamiraso Rasha Anila Hachshich Lav. Anything I'm allowed to speak about, I'm allowed to go to the edge of the Tchum for. So the Gemara wonders which part of statement number two of the Mishnah is Abishol going on. Is he going on the first part where we said what you're not allowed to be Machshich Al Tchum for, and Abishol says his klal in connection to that? Or is he going on the second part where we say what you are allowed to be Machshich Al Tchum for, and Abishol makes a statement on that? So let's see. Says the Gemara two lines from the bottom. Abishol Aheya. Which part of the Mishnah is Abishol going on? Ilema Aresha Kai. If you want to tell me he's going on the Resha where the Mishnah said Ein Machshich Al Tchum Lischar Paul and Lavi Peros, that you're not allowed to be Machshich Al Tchum in order to hire workers or in order to bring fruits. So then, if Abishol was going on that, if you look at Rashi, what would he be saying? Inema Aresha Diktani Tanakamali Isura, where the Tanakama said what you're not allowed to do. V'kaasi Abishol L'shavya Baklala, and Abishol is trying to formulate a rule about it. Imkein the Klala the Isura. So then Abishol would be formulating a rule, teaching me what's usher to do. So then the way he should have said it, Havalei L'meimer B'hedya Kol She'enu Zakei Ba'amira Kigon Elu She'enu Rashi Lomer L'chaver S'chor Li Paul L'mo'avei Li Peros L'mo'tzoi Shabbos. The rule that if he was trying to put the Tanakamas halacha into the format of a rule, the Tanakamas halacha was what you're not allowed to do. That you're not allowed to be machshich al tchum to bring peros or to hire workers. So Abishol should have made the rule, here's what you're not allowed to do. Anything you're not allowed to ask somebody to do for you on Shabbos, like hiring workers, bringing peros, you're not allowed to be machshich al tchum for. Hi, says the Gemara on the top of Kuf Nun Aleph, hi, kol sha'ani zak. Instead of saying what you are allowed to do, which is the way Abishol formulates the rule, that whatever I am allowed to tell somebody, I'm allowed to go to the edge of the Tchum for, the way he should have said it is, Kol She'eni Zakei Ba'amiraso, Eini Rashi B'Chashei Chaso Mibayalei. He should have formulated the rule in the negative, because he's commenting on the Tanakama who speaks in the negative, who speaks about what you're not allowed to do. Ella Asefa Kai. So rather what we have to say is Abishol must be commenting on the Seifa. What's the Seifa? The second part of the Tanakama's second statement, which is that what you are allowed to be Machshich Al Tchum for, that you're allowed to be Machshich Al Tchum to watch, to guard your peros. And once you're there, you can go and bring some and bring some peros back. So Avishol is trying to put that into the form of a klal. So then it makes sense that he says it in the positive, that which I am allowed to say, I'm allowed to be machshech al tchum for. Aval machshech ulishmar umevi peros biyado. That's what the Tanakhama said, that you're allowed to go to guard the peros, and then if you happen to bring it home after Shabbos, that's fine. Well, hay kol sha'ani zakei b'chashei chaso, but then the way he should have formulated the rule is not whatever I'm allowed to say, I'm allowed to be machshich for. Tanakama just told me what I'm allowed to be machshich for. So the way he, and I don't know what I'm allowed to say yet, I know what I'm allowed to be machshich for because that's what the Tanakama just told me. So why is he tali tanya bedalo tanya? Why he says it backwards? What he should have said is, whatever I am allowed to be machshich al atchum for, I'm also allowed to speak about on Shabbos, because the heter to be machshech al atchum was already said explicitly in the Mishnah. I don't know what I'm allowed to speak about, so he should have formulated the rule that way, to tell me a chiddush in what I'm allowed to speak about. So says the Gemara, li'olam ha-seifa kai. Really, Abishol was going on the seifa, and that's why it's formulated in the positive. We already know that you're allowed to be machshech al atchum. Isn't the whole chiddush about what you're allowed to speak about? V'abishol ahokai. Abishol's not really going on the halacha that's explicitly stated in the Mishnah. He's actually commenting on the following. Damar Rav Yudah Amar Shmuel, Mutal Adam Lomar L'Chavero. A guy is allowed to say to his friend, Shmar Li Peru Shebetchumech V'Ani Yashmar L'Cha Peru Shebetchumi. You guard the fruits that I have in your Tchum Shabbos, and I'll guard the fruits you have in my Tchum Shabbos. Each person has their own Tchum Shabbos, depending on where they started Shabbos. So there could be an area that I'm not allowed to go to, that I have Peros in, that my friend is allowed to go to because it's within his Tchum Shabbos. And he may have Peros that are outside of his Tchum Shabbos, but within my Tchum Shabbos. So I can make a deal with him. I'll guard your Peros, you guard my Peros. On that, v'kamer abashol tanakama milo modus to mutar adam lomer lechavero shmar li perusha b'tchumeich v'ani yeshmalach perusha b'tchumi. Don't you agree that there is that you're allowed to do this? That you're allowed to say to your friend, you guard the peros in the my peros in your tchum, and I'll guard your peros in my tchum. That's what Abishol is saying. He's saying a klal that whatever I'm allowed to say, I'm allowed to be machshech al tchum for. I'm allowed to tell somebody else to watch my peros that are outside my tchum, so I can go to the edge of my tchum Shabbos to guard the peros that are outside my tchum. Ve'ema kol shani zakei ba'amiraso rashi ani lahachshech alav. But if that's all Abishol wanted to tell me, so just say that phrase. Say whatever I'm allowed to say, I'm allowed to be machshech al tchum for. What does he add with the word klal? Klal makes it sound like it's a bigger rule than this one halacha. That there's more being said over here than this one halacha, that whatever you're allowed to say, you're allowed to go and be machshech al tchum for. So what's the klal coming to tell me? It's coming to include that which we learn in the Braisa. Ein machshech al tchum lahavi behema, that you're not allowed to be machshech al tchum in order to bring an animal from outside the tchum. Haysa medes chutz l'tchum kori lavihi ba'a. But if the animal's already outside the tchum, you can't go and be machshech al tchum to bring it for later, but you're allowed to call to it and see it and have it come toward you. Klal amar Abishol, and Abishol says, here's why. Kol shani zakei ba'amiraso, Rashi ani lahachshech alav, that anything I'm allowed to say, I'm also allowed to be machshech al tchum for. Umachshech l'fakeach al iskei kala, v'al iskei ameis l'havi lo arun v'tachrichin, and you're allowed to be machshech al tchum to take care of the matters relating to a kala or a dead body in order to bring arun v'tachrichin for the dead body. V'omrim lo leich l'makom ploni, v'im lo matzasim makom ploni, havei makom ploni, and you could say, go bring me the stuff from this place, and if you don't find it there, bring it from another place. Lo matzasi b'mana, havei b'masayim. If you don't find it for cheap, buy it for a little more expensive. Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Domer, obluvachli askol skum mekach. Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yudah says, now what you're not allowed to do is that you're not allowed to mention skum mekach. You're not allowed to say how much is supposed to be spent. So essentially, Abishol's rule, kol sha'ani zakei ba'amiraso, rasha ani lahachshech alav, anything we can ask somebody else to do, you're allowed to go to the tchum to plan to do right after Shabbos. So Our Gemara explains Abishol is referring specifically to the cases that we're about to bring in the next Mishnah, and the next Mishnah is going to be assuming like Abishol against the Tanakama, that just like you're allowed to speak about arranging needs for a kala for a funeral, you can go to the Tchum to prepare to arrange the needs for a kala or for a funeral, because whatever you could speak about, you could go to the Tchum for. And you're even allowed to tell somebody on Shabbos to go to certain places to buy these things, and you may even be allowed to tell them how much money to spend on these things. That's the machlokas between Tanakama and Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda, whether you're allowed to mention spending for these various items. The Rashba writes in the name of the Bali Atos over here, the Gemara had mentioned, you're allowed to make a deal with your friend. You watch the payrolls of mine that are in your tchum, I'll watch the payrolls of yours that are in my tchum. So we mentioned Hashal Shudas last night. The Rashba writes in the name of the Tosos that Mehosh Aminon, we see from here that Yisrael, who is Mekabel Shabbos before it's really Shabbos, before it gets dark outside, and he has a friend who has not yet been Mekabel Shabbos, and assuming that the community as a whole has not yet been Mekabel Shabbos, because if there's one minion in the community and the community is Mekabel Shabbos, everybody's bound to that Kabbalah Shabbos. It's a very important halacha, Nogei Lemaisa, particularly in camps. When people go to a summer camp, so a lot of times husbands of support staff will come up for Shabbos, and the camp will make Shabbos early, and there's one community, one minion, they're the only from people within miles of and they're Mekabel Shabbos at a certain time, so it's not so pashut that it's okay for people to roll in their cars after the whole camp has been Mekabel Shabbos. Everyone is bound by the Kabbalah Shabbos of the community. But anyway, but assuming that there isn't a single communal Kabbalah Shabbos, I'm Mekabel Shabbos really for myself, and there my neighbors have not yet been Mekabel Shabbos, says the Rashba, we see from here that Mutter Lomar Li Yisrael Chavero Lasel Slamalacha. You can have a Shabbos, not a Shabbos Goy, a Shabbos Jew. You can have your Jewish neighbor who has not yet been Mekabel Shabbos do Malacha for you, because it's the person who's doing it is completely beheter. He learns it from this Gemara that I'm allowed to ask my friend who my peros is in his Tchum Shabbos, so it's mutter for him to be there to watch my peros for me, even though it's usher for me to do it. Now, am I allowed to ask a guy to do malacha for me once I've been Mekabel Shabbos? No, even though it's not yet dark, I'm not allowed to ask a guy. It's ironic. You're not allowed to ask a guy to do it, but you're allowed to ask a Jew to do, because whatever I'm not allowed to do, I'm not allowed to ask a guy to do. But the Rashi was Mechadesh, that you're allowed to ask a Jew to do it. The Ran doesn't think the two cases are comparable. He says there's a big difference. In the case of Tchum Shabbos, there's if there were burganin, if there were huts along the way, I'd be allowed to go to watch my peros also. So that's why I'm allowed to go and ask somebody else to watch my peros. But over here, when I'm a Kabbal Shabbos, there's nothing I could do. It's aser for me to do malacha. And therefore, you cannot, the Ran thinks, you cannot ask somebody else to do malacha for you. But the Beis Yosef disagrees with the Ran. He says he doesn't understand what the chiluk is. After all, if I had not been Mekabel Shabbos, I would be able to do this malacha. So what's the difference between saying, if there would have been burganin, if there would have been huts along the way, my Tchum Shabbos could have been extended and I would have been able to go there, and saying that, had I not been Mekabel Shabbos, I would have been able to do malacha. So in either case, the Beis Yosef rejects the Ran, paskins like the Rashba, that you are allowed to ask another Jew who has been Mekabel Shabbos to do malacha for you. The Rama writes in Darkei Moshe that even within the sheet of the Ran, maybe the Ran is only going to have a problem when Shabbos is coming in. If I was Mekabel Shabbos early by Achnasa Shabbos, where it's I can't do the Malacha for myself, that's where I'm not allowed to ask somebody else to do. But what if I'm keeping Shabbos late? Not because I hold I have to. I'm just keeping Shabbos late. So I'm making a Havdalah another hour, but somebody else already ended Shabbos. So says the Darkei Moshe, in that case, even the Ran would be Modeh. I'm allowed to ask somebody else to do Malacha for me, because over there it's really Biyadi. I could just make Havdalah, and then Malacha will be Mutter for me. So since that's completely in my control to take care of, that to make a Mutter for me, that's what Darkei Moshe says you're allowed to do. Now the Levush disagrees. The Levush says, no, Adarabba, just the opposite. It's much worse on Motzai Shabbos. Because when you're dealing with Motzai Shabbos, you're dealing with a hemsheikh of Kedusha Shabbos that's already there. When it comes to Kabbalah Shabbos, there was no Cheskas Shabbos. There was no Kedusha Shabbos that you're extending, so I could ask somebody else to do Malacha for me. But when you're dealing with Motzai Shabbos, it's a hemsheikh of the actual real Kedusha Shabbos that's continuing. So until I actually make Havdalah, I am fully restricted. There's nothing that I'm allowed to do. I'm not allowed to ask another Jew to do Malacha for me. So that's the machlokas between the Levush and the Ramah. It's interesting, the Megadim writes that based on the Taz, that Kol Davar She'eino Asur L'Kol Yisrael, anything that's not Asur for every Jew, the Taz writes, there's no Isur of Amira to someone who's mutter to do it. So, meaning this idea that as long as it's mutter for somebody, I'm allowed to ask him because it's mutter for him. So the Prima Gadim writes, it's mutter for a Kohen to tell the Yisrael to go to a Makom Tumas Meis to bring something for him. Meaning the Kohen doesn't have, say, he left something in a room where there's a dead body there. So it's mutter for a Kohen to tell the Yisrael to go to the Makom Tuma to bring something for him. There's also a discussion, by the way, in Igros Moshe. Rav Moshe has a tshuva, whether if this halacha about asking another Jew to do malacha for you, whether it applies to a husband and wife. If a wife is allowed to do malacha for her husband when the husband was mekabel Shabbos, but the wife was not mekabel Shabbos yet, so Rav Moshe holds that they do not have to be mekabel Shabbos at the same time. There's no halacha that the wife is bound by the husband's kabbalah Shabbos. And the eved is different. Avdo akonilo can't do malacha letzorach liyadon, but maybe the wife, if everyone benefits from it, the wife can be can continue to do malacha if she has not yet been mekabel Shabbos. Okay, this is a again, as part of a much larger discussion we started last night about asking people who hold that something is mutter. What if it's not that something is mamish, just you, everyone, kuli al pligi, it's mutter for them and us for me. What if they hold that something is mutter and I hold that something is usher? So am I allowed to ask them to do something or aid them in doing something or have them do for me what they hold as mutter and what I hold as usher? Okay, that's part of a much, much bigger conversation, but not for now. So let's see the Mishnah. Says the Mishnah. Machshichan al tchum lefakeach liskei kala v'aliskei ameis lavi lor v'tachrichim. We just quoted. You're allowed to go toward the edge of tchum Shabbos in order to take care of whatever needs there are for a kala or whatever needs there are for a mace in order to bring arun v'tachrichim, in order to bring the coffin and the tachrichim, the shrouds that the mace is going to be buried in. Nachri shehevi chalilin b'Shabbos lo yispod behen Yisrael. Elim kein bo mimakum karov. If a nachri brought flutes on Shabbos, they used to use musical accompaniment when they were being maspid. This sad music, they'd play sad music to get people in the mood for hespid. So if nachri brought chalilin on Shabbos, you're not allowed to use them for a Jew unless they came mimakum karov, unless they came from inside the tchum. If you look at Rashi, for how long can you not use them? Meaning, so you cannot use them right away, right after Shabbos. Can you use them on Sunday, Monday, Tuesday? When are you allowed to use them? Says Rashi, li'olam. Lo yisban li'yisrael li'olam. U'knasuhu. This is a special knas. Mishum demuchem milsad b'shvilo huvu. Dein derech lavi chalilin el b'shvil meis. People bring chalilin only for a dead body. These are instruments that are used specifically to deal with a funeral. So everyone realizes these are brought for a Jew, and therefore a special knas, it breaks all the normal rules of melech Shabbos. Normally, a guy does malacha for you on Shabbos, so you wait. You wait the amount of time that it would take to do the malacha after Shabbos, and then you can get benefit from the malacha. But there's a special knas that you're never, ever allowed to use those flutes. If you look at Tosfos, Tos disagrees. Lo kapir shakuncha shapir shalamis mi deparach v'gemara gabe asa nachri aron v'chafa lo kever you cover by Yisrael amai hachanami neme yamtin b'kadei sheyasu. The Gemara is going to ask, wait, why don't we just wait b'kadei sheyasu? When the Gemara phrases that question, it says, "Hachanami neme yamtin." What's the nami if it's not going on the chalilim? So it sounds like al kein nira to lo yisvod ben yisrael haynu ay kadei sheyavo. The stam chalilim ein mavinos on l'shem adam echad el l'shem kama b'nei adam. When they bring chalilim, it's not the place you'd want to make a knas that you're never allowed to use it. Because stam, when they bring chalilim, it's not for one person. They bring it for however many people you're going to need, however many people you're going to bury, you're going to need to make a levaya for. That's what they're bringing it for. So there's no reason to make such a severe knas. You just wait b'kadei sheyasu, the amount of time that it would take. The next toast is also an interesting ara. Elim kein bo mimakom karov. So we said unless it came from a makom karov. Says toast was temel rebbe mama hani shabo mimakom karov. Halo evim derech rishus harabim. What does it matter that it came from inside the tchum? The chalilim came from rishus harabim and they're being brought to rishus yachid. Umali aron v'kever Shabbos Shenasu B'Shabbos Umali Chalilim Shuvu Derek Rishas Rabim. Why would this be any different than an Aron and Kever that a guy made for you on Shabbos, where we're going to see we're going to be more Machmir, versus things that are brought from Rishas Rabim? Either way, making an Aron, digging a Kever, those are Yisurim Daraisa, right? And bringing from Rishas Rabim to Rishas Yachid, also Nisa Daraisa. So shouldn't it all be the same halacha? If a guy does any of those things, it should all be the same halacha. Why are we more makil when it's something that was brought from Rosh Hashanah? And we say, as long as it's inside the tchum, it's okay. What do you mean? He did a Nisa Daraisa for you on Shabbos. So it tells us very cryptically, says, when someone is maybe mimakum karov, hey, he didn't really help you that much. His bringing it for you was not really such a substantive help to you. And this is the idea that the poskim talk about, the Chayyadim and the Shabbos and Klal Tes, discusses that when we're dealing with Hotza'ah, because Hotza'ah is a Malacha Gerua, it's just transferring something from one spot to another, so all he did is move it from one place to another. It's not Shaykh, the same discussion of Malacha Shabbos, of benefiting from the Malacha Shabbos. Because it's not really Malacha Shabbos, it's not really a benefit, it is Malacha Shabbos, it's not really a benefit. It's not a significant benefit. All he did is he transferred from one place to another. Benefiting from Malacha Shabbos, when the person did actual creative activity for you on Shabbos. Okay, let's finish the Mishnah. Aslo Aron v'chafrlo kever. Let's say the guy made the Aron, or he dug the kever for the Jew. You cover by Yisrael. The Jew is allowed to be buried there. V'mbishvil Yisrael lo yikover by olamas. If the guy just happened to make the Aron and dig the kever, so then you're allowed to put a Jew in that kever. But if he did it dafka for the Jew, lo yikover by olamas, then a Jew may never be buried in that kever. So again, if the guy did it, as Rashi says, either for another guy or just stam to sell, you know, whoever will be able to sell it to, so then you're allowed to put a Jew in it after Shabbos. But if he did it dafka for that Jew, then you're not allowed to do it. So says Gemara, Maimi Makom Karov. So we said in the Mishnah that if the Chalilin were brought from Makom Karov, then you're allowed to use them. The guy brought the Chalilin from a close place, you're allowed to use them. How do we define what's called Makom Karov? So says Gemara Machlokas. Rav Amr Makom Karov Mamish. Rav says it has to have definitely been inside the Tchum Shabbos. You have to know definitively that this did not come from outside the Tchum. Ushmuel Amr Chashinun Hashem Chutz L'Chom Alanu. Shmuel holds that if we're not absolutely certain that they were outside the Tchum, we're allowed to be makel and assume that they were inside the Tchum when Shabbos started and we could use them. So Rav holds you have to know for sure that they were inside the Tchum. Shmuel says as long as you don't know for sure that they were outside the Tchum, then it's good enough. You're allowed to use them. Deikam Asis and Kavasei de Shmuel. The Mishnah sounds a little more like Shmuel's Shita. Dektani Asalo Aron v'chafalo kever, you cover by Yisrael. It says if he made an Aron, he dug a kever. It doesn't say that he did it for who, for what. So you're allowed to use it. Alma Misveka Shari. Sounds like we don't know what he did it for. It's just Misafek, so it's Mutter. So how can I have Misveka Shari? So if we're not sure who he dug the kever for, who he made the Aron for, and we're going to be Mekla, when we're only Machmir, when we know for sure he did it for a Jew, so maybe the same thing was with bringing the Chalilim. If we know for sure that he brought the Chalilim from outside the Tchum, that's when it's going to be a problem. But if we don't know, if it's Suffolk, so that's going to be Mutter. So that fits very nicely with Shmuel. V'tanya Kavasei D'Rav, when we have a Braisa that seems to assume like Rav, that when you're Mesupak, we're going to have to be more Machmir. When you're not sure if the Malacha was done for a Jew on Shabbos, you have to be Machmir. Why? What does the Braisa say? The Braisa discusses the following case. D'tan Rabbanan. Ir she Yisrael v'nachrim darimba. If you have a city that has Jews and non-Jews that live in the city, v'isabam merchatz amrechatz b'Shabbos, and it has a bathhouse that's functioning on Shabbos, imrov nachrim la'erev rochitz b'miyad. So if the majority of the population of the city is non-Jews, you're allowed to use that bathhouse right away after Shabbos, because you could assume that the water that was heated up in the bathhouse on Shabbos was heated up for the majority of the population, for non-Jews, so it wasn't a malacha done for a Jew. Imrov Yisrael yamtena k'dei she'yicham u'cham. Now, if the majority of the residents of the town are Jews, so then you need to wait to b'kdeshiyasu, the amount of time it would take to eat up that water after Shabbos, because we assume they did it for the majority, and the majority are Jews. What if it's suffik? Mechza al mechza. So ad k'deshiyachmu chamin. So then you have to wait till the amount of time that it takes up to heat up the water. Again, we need to be machmir. If we're not sure who they had in mind when they heated up this water, we need to be machmir. So you see, this braisa says, when you're masupak, if a guy did a malacha for a Jew, or not, or if he you didn't do it for a Jew, you need to be machmir. That fits very well with Rav. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Bambati Ketanim Yesh Paroshus Rochitz Bamiyad. Rabbi Yehuda just adds that if it's a small bathhouse and there are government officials, then you're allowed to bathe in it right away. So my Roshus, what does that mean? Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, Parei Rabbi Yehuda, Im Yesh Pa Adam Chashav Sheyesh La Asara Avadim, Shem Mechamen Lo Yudkum Komen Basachas Bambati Ketana, Mutzal Lirchus Bamiyad. That if you have a small bathhouse, but there's a very important official who has 10 avadim that come and they have to heat up 10 jugs of water for him, so then you could assume that the water was heated up for that person, that the water was heated up for to be ready for such a person at any moment, and that it wasn't done for a Jew, even when the population is 50-50. But that's irrelevant to our point. Our point is that when it's 50-50, the Braisa said, and under normal circumstances, you need to be machmir and assume that it was done for a Jew. So that seems to be a raya to the shita of Rav, that when you're not sure if it was done for a Jew or not done for a Jew, that we need to be a machmir. It's an interesting ha'ara Rabbi Kiva Eger has in the Tshuva, in Madura Tinyana, Simen Kuf Nun, that when Rashi said about the hesped, that the chalilim that are brought, that lo yispa lo liolam, that you're not allowed to be masmir with them ever, that were machmir by a mace, so he says, if that's true, if Rashi's right about that, then how is this brisa a raya to Rav, who says that you have to be certain that it was inside the tchum? From how could you bring a raya from the din of a merchatz to the din of what you do for a mace? Maybe by merchatz it's asr misafik because we don't have any such knas that it's always going to be asr forever. I mean, what's the worst case scenario? Let's say you wanted to be machmir by the merchatz. How long would you be machmir for? Only b'ktei sheyasu. You'd only be machmir for a couple of hours after Shabbos. Being machmir by the mace, if Rashi is right, means that you're never going to be allowed to use these things. There is a concept in halacha called a davar sheyesh. Something that anyway will become mutter. In general, we're going to be more machmir for right now because anyway, just wait till it becomes mutter. But something that's going to be usher forever and ever, we're not going to be so machmir for in the case of safek. Something that will never become mutter. If we say it's usher, it's going to be usher forever. We're going to be much more cautious before we say it's usher, before we outlaw it forever. So maybe when it comes to the mace, realizing that if we're machmir in the case of safek, it means that it's going to be usher forever. Like Rashi holds, maybe then we're going to have to be mekel because we don't want to make a chumra that's going to last forever. But by the case of the merchatz, so what? So we'll be machmir. What does being machmir mean already? So you'll wait a few hours after Shabbos and then it will become mutter. Then you'll be allowed to use the bathhouse. So it could be that that's, says Rabbi Kiveger, that if Rashi is correct, he doesn't understand what the raya is from the merchatz to the case of a mace. Yes, we're machmir misafik by the case of the merchatz, because it's a davar sheyesh lo matirin, will be something that's going to be mutter. But that doesn't mean we're going to be machmir by the case of a mace. That's a davar sheyin lo matirin, according to Rashi. That's something that will never become mutter. Very sharp ha'ara from Rabbi Kiveger. So says the Gemara Vayter, so he said that if a guy made an aron or dug a kever, a Jew is allowed to be buried in it if the intention was to sell or to make for another guy. But if he did it dafka for a Jew, then forever and ever a Jew is not allowed to be buried there. So ask the Gemara, why forever and ever? Why don't you just wait till the amount of time it takes to make such a kever? So Amarullah ba'omid b'isratia. Now the case is that it was made by a very public road. The grave was near a main road where non-Jews are usually buried, and the coffin was on the grave, so we're certain that they were not made for a Jew. So, meaning, so that's the next line. Tenach kever aron ma'ik lemeimer. That says a lot about the kever. How do you know that the aron was made for a non-Jew? Amar Rav b'mutal al kivro. It's right there on the grave, so you know it was made for a non-Jew, and that's why you don't even have to wait to be kadesh sheyasu. You could just bury the Jew there right away. If it was made stam, if it was made in such a way where it's evident that it was made for a non-Jew. It's not necessary to wait b'kadei sheyasu. Okay, next Mishnah. Osim kol tzarchei meis. You're allowed to do all sorts of different things for the dead body. Sachnu madichnu so. You're allowed to put oils on him and rinse him. Ublvad shelo yozes boever. Some of the achronim discuss. It seems to be in the wrong order. Normally they're madiach and then they're sachin. So okay, but why it says like that? Good question. So ublvad shelo yozes boever. But what you're not allowed to do is you're not allowed to move any limb of the body. From here, the poskim bring a raya that when we say that. You're not allowed to be metaltel mukza. So you know, there's no halacha that you're not allowed to touch something that's mukza. If there's a car in Shabbos, and you put your finger on the car, that's okay. You didn't do any isser. This was to be metaltel mukza. What if you move part of something that's mukza? It's some of it stays in its place, and the other part of it moves. So the post can bring a raya from here. The Ramban, the Ritva, the Ran, all say from here. You see that even tiltel of part of something that's mukza is aser. Because what do we say? Lo yazes bo aver. Why? Because the body is mukza. But you're not moving the entire body. You're just moving a single aver of the body. So you see that even moving part of something that's mukza, and this paskind in the Shulchan Aruch, in Simen Shin Ches, and in the Rama over there in Simen Shin Ches of Gimel, that any mukza that's it's only also betiltel b'negiyah b'alma, where eino minad nado, where you don't move it, where it doesn't move at all, it's completely mutter. But that's the point. It's completely usher if you are going to move it in some way or another. Okay, says the Mishnah further. You're allowed to pull out the pillow from under the body, and you're allowed to put the body on the floor, on the sandy floor, so that he doesn't decompose quickly and get smelly from the heat. So you want to put him on the floor where it's a little cooler. You're allowed to tie the jaw closed, but not to the point that it's going to close it further, just that it shouldn't open further. And similarly, with a beam that's breaking, you're also allowed to support it with a bench or with the edges of the bed, not to make it, to put it back into place, but to make sure that it doesn't break any further, that it doesn't sag any further. That you're allowed to do. There was a story once with the Talmud of Rabbi Meir, who followed him to the Beis HaMerchatz, Bikesh Ladiach Karka, and he wanted to clean off the floor. Rabbi Meir said, sorry, you can't do it. Lasuch Karka, he wanted to anoint the floor, to put some oil on the floor. Amar lo ein sach, he says, you're not allowed to do that either. Bottom line is, what do we see from here? Says Rashi, Alma Dover Asul Taltel, Asul Lasuch. Anything you're not allowed to be metaltel, you're not allowed to do sicha on either. So if you're not allowed to be metaltel a mace, why does the Mishnah say you're allowed to do sicha on a mace? Over here we see from this mesa that which you're not allowed to be metaltel, like the karka, you're not allowed to be sach in the karka either. Says the Gemara, no, it's got nothing to do with mukza. Karka bekarka michlefa, mace bekarka lo michlefa. Meaning, it's not because of tiltel mukza that he said that you're not allowed to be sach the karka. It's because of ashvuya gumos. If you start rubbing things on the floor, you're going to be in violation of the melach of bona. You're going to fill in holes in the floor. Even though the merchatz has a ritzvah savanim, has a floor of stone, where there aren't any gumos, and you don't have as much of a concern of being mashva gumos, we're afraid that if we allow you to start rinsing the floor in the merchatz, you're going to do it on a dirt floor as well. So that's the issue. Nothing to do with muktzah, but by a person, by a dead body. So it's not an issue of muktzah at all to be sach the dead body. Okay, kol asuyemai. What does the word kol come to teach me? We said you're allowed to do kol tzarchei ames. So what's kol? Lasuyi hadutan rabbanan. Mavien klei mekar klei matchos umanichnal kreso kadesh lo tafuach. That you're allowed to bring various types of kelim to put on the dead body so that his stomach doesn't swell and burst. And says Gemara, pokenus nekav of kadesh lo tekanis ben haruach. You can plug up the various holes of the body so that the ruach doesn't get in. Va'av Shlomo amar b'chachmaso. And Shlomo HaMelech said in his great chachma, refers to people who abandon Torah, to we'll see soon, who indulge in food, that their stomachs burst 3 days after they die, and the excrement comes out of their bodies. So Shlomo HaMelech also warned about this, that you need to be careful that the stomachs could burst, and that's why you're allowed to do this stuff on Shabbos, to make sure that doesn't happen. What does Shlomo HaMelech say? So we darshan the psukim that Shlomo HaMelech says in Kabbalah's Parakid Beis. Actually, Ratik Chevel HaKesef, Ze Chut HaShidra. That's a reference to the Chut HaShidra, to the spinal column of a person. V'taretz Golot Zazahav, Ze Amo. That's a reference to the Eiver of the man. V'tishavr Bo Al HaMavua, Ze HaKeres. That's the stomach. V'naretz HaGilgal Al Bar, Ze Perish. That's the waist of the person. V'cheinu Omer, V'zarisi Perish Al Pneichem, Perish Chag. This is a reference to people who set aside Divrei Torah and instead celebrate like a chag their entire lives. Amr Rabbi Levi, Amr Rav Papi, Amr Rabbi Shua, Lachar Shloshi Yom, Kreis on Nefkaz, from the fellows of Alpanov, Valmeris Lo Tol Masha Nasatabi. That after 3 days, the stomach bursts, after they die, and the excrement comes out, as if to say, Tol Masha Nasatabi, take back what you put in me. You decided to be gluttonous and celebrate and make every day like a Yantif. On Yantif, you should be Mesamech, Basar, Yayin, wonderful, but not every day is a Yantif. Not every day is a day of gluttony. So the body sort of rejects it after life to say, take back what you had put in me. Why do we say Shlomo Melech Amar B'Chachmaso? It's a little bit of a strange phrase. Now Shlomo Melech was Chacham Mikol Adam, but Koheles was written Beruach HaKodesh, and Mishlei was written Beruach HaKodesh. It wasn't just B'Chachma Shlomo Melech. So the Shor Mitzvah Balach of your quotes from the Chidushe Be'er Sheva in Sota and in Sanhedrin, that say from Mishlei L'Kuli Alma Beruach HaKodesh Ne'amar. Why did it say B'Chachmaso? So the Margolios Hayam in Masechah Sanhedrin, when Daf Kuf Zayin points out that there's a line in the Zohar where the Zohar says, "Tlas svarin de chachmasa apik shlama li alma v'kulu b'chachmasa ila'a." What does that mean, chachmasa ila? Meaning when we talk about Shlomo b'chachmasa over here, we're not talking about the chachmas hateva, that is natural chachma that he has. We're talking about a chachma of Ruach HaKodesh, that's the brand of chachma that we're referring to. He had that level of chachma as well. Says the Mishnah, Ein ma'atzminas ameis b'shabbos, that you're not allowed to close the eyes of the dead body on Shabbos, v'lo b'chol im yitzias nefesh, nor on a weekday while he's dying. V'amatzim yitzias nefesh erezes shavich damim. And if one does that, it's shavich damim, because any handling of the body right around that time could be makari ves misaso, could bring the death closer, and therefore it's a very, very dangerous thing to do. Tanu rabbanan, ma'atzim yitzias nefesh erezes shavich damim. Mashal l'ner shekav, it's just like a candle that's extinguishing. Second you touch it, right away it knocks it out. The mashal of the ner is the neshama, that the neshama is teetering on the brink. You touch the body and right away it goes away. If you really want the dead body's the person's eyes to close, so there's a trick, there's a way to do it without actually touching him. So you blow some wine through his nostrils, v'nosin shemen bein riseinav, and you pour some oil between his eyelids, va'oches b'shnei goldei raglav, and you hold on to these two big toes, vein misatzmin me'alehem, and they close on their own. Not sure what that relates to and what the message over there is, but okay, that's what the Gemara says. Tanya, Rishon Gamliel Lomer, Tinok ben Yom Chai, Mechalin Alaves Shabbos. If you have a 1 day old baby, you're allowed to be Mechal Shabbos for him to save his life. David Melech Yisrael Mace ain't Mechal Shabbos. You can have the most important person in the world. David Melech Yisrael, once he's dead, you're not allowed to be Mechal Shabbos for him. Tinuk ben Yom Chai Mechal Shabbos. Why is it that you're allowed to be Mechal Shabbos even for a 1 day old baby? Amr Torah Chalal Lov Shabbos Achav Kadei Sheyishmar Shabbos Sarbe. The Torah says you can be Mechal one Shabbos in order Sheyishmar Shabbos Sarbe, in order that he should observe many Shabbosos. David Melech Yisrael, that's one of the Svaras we have for why you're allowed to be Mechal Shabbos. The other Svara we have, the Gemara says, V'chai Behem, is a pasuk. You're allowed to do any avera in order for a person to live, except for the big three, except for Avodah Zarah, Gila Raya, Shvichas Damim. So we pass like both svaras, that even when you don't have v'chai behem, let's say for a fetus is not yet, it's not yet a full-fledged living, we're still l'chal Shabbos for it, because Kadei Sheyishmar Shabbos Sarbe. And sometimes the svar of Kadei Sheyishmar Shabbos Sarbe doesn't apply. You know the person's going to be a vegetable, he's not going to be able to be Shomer Shabbos Sarbe. Or the person's not going to make it till next Shabbos, he'll be able to extend his life 3-4 days. Not going to be Shomer Shabbos Sarbe. Still, you're allowed to be Mechal of Shabbos Achas because of V'chai Behem. So we go in either direction. I don't know if you call it kula or chumra. Kula in Hilchas Shabbos, or chumra in Hilchas Pikuach Nefesh. David Melech Yisrael Meis Ein Mechal in Love. Kivin Shemes Adam Batal Min Hamitzvos. The reason you're not allowed to be Mechal Shabbos for even David Melech Yisrael is because once a person is dead, we assume he's Batal Min Hamitzvos. He can't do mitzvos anymore. V'hain Dam Rabbi Yochanan B'Meisim Chavshi. That's where Rabbi Yochanan darshens the pasuk. Pasuk says B'Meisim Chavshi. Pasuk can tell him that dead people are free. Kivin Shemes Adam Nasu Chavshi Min Hamitzvos. Once a person is dead, he's free from doing mitzvos. And it's an amazing thing. Even animals pick up on this. You have a one-day-old baby that's alive, then mice and weasels are afraid of it, aren't going to go anywhere near it. You don't have to protect the baby from such things. Could be the most imposing figure, the scariest person, Ogmel Chabashan. Once he's dead, all of a sudden the animals are going to be all over him unless you protect him. Shnemar, umorachem v'chidchem yeh, kol zman shadam chai, e masa mutalas al brios. Well, so long as the person is alive, the brios are afraid of him. Kivin shemes, batla e masa. Once he dies, so the ema goes away. Amrav Papa Niktin and Arye Abetre lo nafil. He says, we have a tradition that a lion never attacks a group of people. A lion will attack one person, not two people. Says Gemara, tradition, whatever. Hakachazinan de nafil. We've seen lions attack two people. I don't know what you're talking about. So, who could the Rami Baraba? No, this is like in line with Rami Baraba, what Rami Baraba says. Dama Rami Baraba, Ein Chaya Shaletas Badamacha Nidmalo Kebehema. A Chaya is only going to attack a person if the person appears to the Chaya like it's a Behema. The person doesn't look like a human being, meaning the person is not a tzaddik. Shnemar, Adam Bikar Bal Yalim Nimshal Kabehemos Nidmu. That if he's Nimshal Kabehemos, if he looks like a behema, then the Chaya is going to attack. The Chaya is going to sense that there's that person has not utilized that which separates humanity, from the animal world. Am Rabbi Chanina, Asur Lishon Bebayis Lechidi. A person is not allowed to sleep alone in a house. V'kol Yashin Bayis Lechidi Achzasa Lilis. And when you do, then this demon Lilis is gonna attack him. Metayin Rabbi Shimon Elazar Omer, Asay Ad Shata Motzei. Person should do something before even the situation comes up. You should always before you even find someone to do for, you should always do tzedakah. Go out of your way to give tzedakah. I mean, don't say, well, no one came to my door today, so I don't have to give tzedakah. If you have money that you're able to give to tzedakah, give to tzedakah. Umatzilach va'odcha biyadecha, and then you'll have money while it's before while you're still around to have the money. Va'av Shlomo Amr b'chachmasu zcharis baracha b'yemei b'churusecha ad shlo yavo yemei ara. That's a reference to old age. And years will come where you'll say, "Ainli bem chayfetz, have no desire for them." That's a reference to Yemos Mashiach, where there's no zchus and no chova. There's nothing to. Everyone's going to be wealthy, so there's no reason to. There's no rat race. There's no trying to amass wealth, and there's no reason to not give in Yemos Mashiach. Everyone's going to have what they need. Upliga de Shmuel, and this is against Shmuel to say that in Yemos Mashiach, everyone's going to be wealthy, everyone's going to have everything they need. That's against Shmuel. Damar Shmuel, Ein Vein Olam Azel, Yemos Mashiach, Al Shibur Malchios Bulvad. In Yemos Mashiach, everything's going to run exactly the same way it runs now. We're going to need a welfare system and all that. There are going to be poor people and rich people. The only thing we're not going to have is that we're not going to have Shibur Malchios. The Klal Yisrael will be under its self-rule in Eretz Yisrael without having to worry about our enemies attacking us. That's going to be the big change. Shemar Ki Lo Yechtal Evyon Mikerev Haaretz. Pasuk says, "Lo yechdal evyon mikarav arts." There's never going to be an end to paupers in the land. Tainer Blazer Kafar Omer Lo Olam Yivakesh Adam Rachmel Al Midazu Shemhu Lo Ba Ba Beno. That a person should always be Mivakesh Rachmel. They shouldn't be poor, because even if he's not going to be poor, his son will be poor. Beno Lo Ba Ben Beno Ba. If it doesn't happen to his child, it'll happen to his grandchild. Shnemer Ki Beglal Hadavar Azeh. Tana Debir Rabbi Shmuel Gilgal Ushah Chozbiel. It's like a wheel that goes around the whole world, and eventually it hits everybody. Amr Rav Yosef Nekatin and Haitzom Rav. So says Gemara, we have a tradition. Rabbis are never poor. So says Gemara, yes they are. We see all the time that rabbis are poor. Now, even if they're poor, they're not going to have to go around to door to collect. Rabbi Chia said to his wife, "Ki asi anya akdimi le rifta ki echi deliktemu lebneich." That if a poor person comes, make sure you give them bread, so that when your child is poor and he wants to collect, someone will give to him. Amrle melech light tlu. What are you doing? Why are you cursing our kids that they're going to have to be poor one day and they're going to have to go collecting? Amrle kraka kaksiv ki beglala davar hazeh. It's not me cursing. It's a beferish apostle. Beglala davar hazeh. B'tan de beirushmal gilgalu shechazer biolam, that it's something that just goes around to the whole world. Tainer mengumliel b'Rabbi Yomer v'nasal l'charachemim v'richamecha v'hirbecha kol merachem al abrios merachem alav min hashemayim v'kol sheinu merachem al abrios ein merachem alav min hashemayim. That anyone has rachmanos on other people, they'll have rachmanos on him min hashemayim. HaKadosh Baruch will have rachmanos on him min hashemayim. Someone who doesn't have rachmanos on other people, so b'midot shadamod modin also, the same way that we treat others, HaKadosh Baruch Hu treats us. So if we don't have rachmanim on other people, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not going to have rachmanim on us min hashemayim. Okay, we'll stop there. We'll pick up from there tomorrow.